Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Al Guido, the president of the San Francisco 49ers. What's going on?
What's going on, guys? How we doing? Sorry, I'm driving. You might hear some background noise, but I'll talk loud.
All right, that's no problem from this end. Hey, it's the home opener, obviously. It's been a long time since you've had fans in Levi's Stadium. What special do you have brewing for the fans Sunday?
The Green Bay Packers on Sunday Night Football. No, definitely. No, listen, guys, to be serious, it's going to be a great night. It's good to welcome back 70,000 fans. That place is going to be packed to the rafters, elbow to elbow. And I'm really excited about it. It feels like a long time coming since we played this team to win the NFC Championship game in 19. And, you know, we got to get some reps in with our preseason games and having some fans there, but there's nothing like primetime football and regular season and postseason. So, you know, we got a giveaway that's coming for fans, the Bill Walsh, which is sort of the start of our, you know, honoring our 75th anniversary, celebrating our 75th anniversary, I should say. And the big thing for frankly, tomorrow night, or Sunday night, I should say, is, look, just get in there early. If you're going down to the game, give yourself some time. I think the parking lots open around 1 o'clock. Premium gates open around 2 o'clock, and regular general admission gates open around 3 o'clock. It's going to be a big crowd. There's a lot of attention on the game, not just because it's a great game, but because it's prime time, which adds an extra element of media, et cetera. There's some new security protocols around how to get into the building. There's some new things around the concession and food and beverage. So I would just tell fans, look, if you gave yourself 10, 20 minutes before to leave your car or leave public transit to get to the stadium, give yourself some more time. You're really going to want to be in there for the national anthem, for the flyover, for all of those things that happen pregame and kickoff. And it's important to our team that the minute that offense gets on the field to make sure that there's enough people in that crowd making it really tough on number 12.
I'm glad you broke it down like that, Al, because the experience is about so much more than the game. Talk to us about the igniting of the foghorn, if you can reveal the special guest, and also what exactly the interactive introductions are all about.
Well, listen, I think the interactive introduction started in 2019 when, you know, we would announce the first name of the player, the fans would announce the last names. It really caught on. And, you know, something that became a little, you know, it started maybe inorganic and then became organic. And then it's funny to us now where guys' nicknames, right? It's like you don't even announce Juszczyk. It's just Juice, which sometimes sounds like a big boo for people that haven't been to our stadium. But that's going to be really fun. And then, you know, I actually don't have the foghorn person on me. I'm sure our PR team has it, and I should know it. But I promise you, whoever it is, it's going to be a nod to our history and alumni and all the things that happened there. I mean, Sunday night will be the who's who of the 49ers, and then it'll just magnify come alumni weekend and Hall of Fame weekend for John Taylor and Patrick and BY. You know, so there's a lot of things that are going on right now, not just this weekend, but as we get ready for next weekend. You know, unfortunately, we did have a loss in our 49ers family and community in Paris Harrelson, and you know, we want to make sure we honor and celebrate his life. And so, look, there's a lot of stuff in and around this game and what it means to people, fans, sort of, and the people inside of our building. And there'll be a lot to celebrate, there'll be a lot to honor, there'll be a lot to remember. And there's no better place to do it than in person. smells of what it means to be playing in front of a home crowd.
All good stuff, Al. These guys kid me because I'm a big uniform guy, and I just love when these franchises like yours pay homage to the past. You guys will be in the red throwbacks. How often will we Niner fans see that this season, Al, at home?
You'll see it at all of our primetime games. So I think it's, what, four games? You'll see it at every single one of them. I'm pumped about the drop shadow is what everybody keeps telling me. And it's been a hot ticket on the merchandise side, but it's been even hotter inside the locker room. Our players really clamored to wear them. They wanted to wear them for all the big games. You know, they love the all-whites. They love the reds now. It'll be fun. I think, it brings back such, tremendous memories for our fan base, just wearing those things and what that year was all about. The fact that we won the Super Bowl in that year. We had the diamond because it was the 75th anniversary of the National Football League. Now it's our own 75th anniversary. And so there's a lot of corollaries to, what happened in 94 to what's happening now. We get off to a 2-0 start, right? We got the cheeseheads coming to town. So there's a lot to feel good about. And those jerseys, just there's a certain swag, as they say, to when you put those things on. I think Deion always said, look good, feel good, play good. And I think our guys are certainly going to check the look good and feel good box. Hopefully the crowd and the performance on the field will be the exclamation on the play good part. But the look good, feel good's checked.
Al Guido, 49ers president, joining us on 95.7 The Game. 49ers home opener is Sunday, Levi Stadium, 5:20 against the Packers. I'm kind of curious about this, Al. Are there, let's say, different security measures depending on if it's a 1 o'clock game as opposed to a 5:20 game? In other words, do 5:20 games maybe come with a few more problems, if you know what I mean?
I wouldn't say, I don't want to get into all safety and security measures because we want to keep the building safe. So, but what I would say is, there's an added element of being on prime time as it relates to sort of just media exposure, right? And when you're the 1 o'clock game, there's a whole host of other games happening. There might not be as many people attending that are non-fans. But when you're in a prime time game, it's just heightened alert. It's no different than, when we hosted the Super Bowl for Super Bowl 50, right? And so I think when that many eyeballs are on you, both locally and now nationally, it adds an extra element. And, whether that's more people coming in, whether that's, the public and safety and security around the venue being a little bit more amped up. And that's why I say, it's a Sunday night. You got time throughout the day. I know people are going to be tailgating and having fun. But given the fact it's prime time, given the fact we haven't done it at this scale since 19, meaning this amount of people in that short time of a window, I just feel like it's really important that, I think the fan base realizes, hey, take a little extra time, get in there, and enjoy it. Because, there'll be some new security measures, meaning, there'll be, when you walk in now, there's these new turnstiles that weren't there before, and so not only are fans seeing it kind of for the first time, but some of even the workers are operating it for the second or third time. So some of this stuff is just new, takes maybe a little bit more time than what they were used to in 2019.
And we appreciate the extra protocols to keep everybody safe. Guru's the uniform guy, Al, but you know me, I'm a food guy. I got to have my food, four quarters of food. What are the new hot food items? And talk about the cashless Levi's era.
Yeah, the cashless Levi's era is here. And it was kind of here before COVID, but then COVID became, it's really a safety protocol. And so it's contactless, cashless in the building. So, you're already going to have your mobile ticket. That was a thing before. But within that mobile ticket on the 49ers app should really be everything you need for game day. Your game day guide, your wallet, if you have an Apple wallet, if you've uploaded your credit card, that's going to be totally fine. If you're a season ticket holder, it's not so much the new food, it's actually the fact that the food is included in your purchase, and so in your ticket purchase. So there'll be no transaction unless you want to buy something like a beer. Obviously, you got to pay for that. But that's going to be a new experience for our season ticket members that have not been back out to Levi's since 2019. And so We're really excited about it. We've gotten tremendous reviews so far from our fans that have used it. We tested the system in our first preseason game. We iterated on it, made a bunch of changes. We think we got better at our Raiders game. This is going to be really the first true test at scale. So if you're a season ticket member, and even if you're not a season ticket member and you've just bought on the secondary market on StubHub or Ticketmaster, the most important thing is download that 49ers app, make sure that ticket's in there, which that would be the case. But then, you know, add in all the other elements that you possibly can. So really the phone in your pocket or the phone in your back pocket is really all you're going to need on game day. And for whatever reason, if you forget and you bring cash, we have systems where you can insert cash, get a card out so that you can pay at the concession stand.
Cool. Al, thank you so much for joining us. It's going to be fun out there on Sunday, and good luck this season.
Thanks, fellas. Go Niners, all right?
All right. Al Guido, 49ers president.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.